Earlier this month, President Bush visited Albania as part of his seven-country trip through Europe. Although he was greeted by protesters in Germany and Italy, Albanians cheered President Bush's arrival. Joining me now to help us understand why the Albanians gave him such a warm welcome is Nicole Itano, a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor and the author of several articles about President Bush's visit to Albania. I'm very pleased to welcome her to Backstory today. Hello.
Hi.
Were you surprised by how warmly the Albanian people received the president? Almost like a rock star.
I was. I mean, there was certainly, on a political level, a very warm welcome. But what surprised me the most was the way that ordinary people were very enthusiastic about his visit. The taxi driver who picked me up at the airport, he said, "Oh, you're American. Welcome. Welcome, George Bush. We're so happy he's coming." You know, and these were sort of ordinary people who, first of all, I think saw it very much as putting their country in the spotlight, a small, poor European nation. But also, I think there is a very pro-American feeling in the country, and one that I really haven't encountered recently in many other places.
Especially in Muslim countries, and Albania is predominantly Muslim, about 70% of the population. Do they see American policies differently than people in other Muslim countries?
Well, first of all, I think you have to look at Albania as slightly different than most other Muslim countries. There was a state demanded atheism for about 20 or 30 years during communism. So while people are beginning to reclaim their religious faith, there is still a very strong secular ethos in the country, and not many people attend mosque. People, if you ask them, will generally say that they are Muslim, but they drink alcohol. Very, very few people go around with their heads covered. Hijabs are very rare, particularly in Tirana. So it's in that way, it's a very unique Muslim country, even though it is a majority Muslim country. That said, people who I spoke to on the streets, and I asked them about what they thought about the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, and the feelings were very mixed, though there certainly was not the strong negative reaction that you would find in many other Muslim countries. But people weren't particularly enthusiastic about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but that didn't really dent their general enthusiasm for the United States and their general enthusiasm for Bush's visit.
Now, what is the reason for this kind of enthusiasm? The United States was considered the number one enemy during the years of Enver Hoxha's communist regime, wasn't it?
Yes, well, and I think that's actually one of the reasons why it's been so warmly embraced now. But really, the Albanian warmth towards the United States dates back to World War I and Woodrow Wilson's support of the creation of an Albanian nation. Many of the United States' allies in the war wanted to partition Albania between various other of its neighbors, between Greece and Serbia. And Woodrow Wilson really was the main voice standing up for the creation of an independent Albanian state, or the preservation of an independent Albanian state. And so Albanians still remember that, and they remember Woodrow Wilson, and they'll talk about Woodrow Wilson on the streets in a way that certainly Americans wouldn't. And then I think more recently, they are very appreciative of America's support of Kosovo, both the NATO intervention in 1999 and also more recently President Bush's strong support of Kosovo independence.
So would they also have been thrilled if Bill Clinton had visited?
Oh, certainly. And I think some people would say the outpouring of warmth was really towards America, not specifically towards George Bush.
And although they renamed a boulevard in Tirana after President Bush.
They did. He was the first sitting American president who's ever been to Albania, though. So I think that was partially in response to that. But previous American diplomats who have received very, very warm welcomes. I think, President Clinton would have gotten an equally warm welcome, perhaps even a more enthusiastic welcome, simply because I think across the world and certainly even in the Balkans, President Clinton, on a personal level, is seen as a very likable character.
There were many people who traveled from Kosovo to see President Bush because Albania and Kosovo are so connected. Obviously, the people in Kosovo who may very well gain independence are largely Albanians.
Yes, I did meet quite a few people who had come down from Kosovo to experience George Bush's visit. Not many, as perhaps might have come had had the Albanian government been more enthusiastic about those visitors. In fact, I think some of the political parties in Kosovo did want to sort of organize busloads of people down, and the Albanian government wasn't particularly enthusiastic about that idea. I think they wanted to talk about Kosovo, but they also didn't want Kosovo to be the only focus of this trip.
Now, Albania is one of Europe's poorest countries. Is that because it was also one of the most isolated during the Hoxha years? He was more Maoist than Mao himself, wasn't he?
Yes. No, Albania was certainly perhaps the most isolated country in the world during that period. But I think Albania's poverty actually probably predates that, though certainly the communist period didn't help. But it's always been a very poor agricultural region. It's isolated to a degree by its geography, which is very mountainous. And I think that it can't be blamed entirely on the communist period.
My guest is Nicole Itano of the Christian Science Monitor, and we're talking about President Bush's visit to Albania, which she has written about. This is WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Albania is usually described as an emerging democracy. What does that mean in Albania's case? How long has it been emerging since, I guess, 1990, since the beginning of the fall of the communist regime?
Well, yes. I mean, during the entire communist period, it was a one-party state, and like many of the other countries of the region, it is learning how to be a democracy, and it has had, in many ways, a very difficult process of emergence. They have had problems with organized crime. There's also been problems with corruption. There was a large economic collapse in 1997 that was an incredible setback economically. So they are still learning how to be a multi-party democracy, to hold free elections, and really they're also still consolidating the control of the state over the economy. Like in many Balkans countries, much of the economy is underground. It's not really properly taxed or properly controlled by the government, and that's something that the government is working very hard on and that the United States would like to see them do more of before they join NATO and perhaps the European Union.
Well, Albania is hoping to join NATO next year. Is that likely to happen?
President Bush was certainly enthusiastic. I mean, he did say that more work needs to be done, but he said in theory he does support Albania's ascension to NATO. And I think the government of Albania is very enthusiastic about joining NATO, and it is their number one priority, and they are trying very hard to implement those changes that need to be done in order to make that step.
Now, why NATO and not the European Union?
Well, they see NATO as a step towards joining European Union nation membership. Basically, every country that's joined European Union recently has first joined NATO, and so they see this very much as a stepping stone towards joining the European Union.
That's a good reason to continue to support the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes, and they have been very supportive. They're a small country, but they were one of the first to send troops both to Afghanistan and to the United States. They've also taken a number of former Guantanamo Bay detainees who have been released but for various reasons couldn't return to their own countries because they feared persecution or because their own countries wouldn't accept them. And they've also frozen the assets of a number of suspected terrorist financiers. So in that way, the United States has been very grateful for the Albania's support in the war against terrorism.
They offered to take the detainees from Guantanamo Bay?
Yes, there are currently 8 of them there. 5 of them are Chinese Uyghurs, who are Muslim Chinese, who are a small minority within China and also highly persecuted. There's also an Algerian, an Uzbek, and an Egyptian, and they're currently living in a refugee center, and they've been granted asylum status.
But as I've read in the New York Times, they are rather unhappy. They don't speak Albanian. They can't get jobs. They can't do pretty much anything there. It's another kind of a prison, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, Albania doesn't really have the proper infrastructure to deal with refugees. I mean, the vast majority of the refugees they've taken in, which is only about 100 since the Kosovo War, are mainly ethnic Albanians from Kosovo who had to leave Kosovo for some reason. And so there really isn't the infrastructure to help integrate them back into society, to help them find jobs. And I think this is something that the refugees are very frustrated about. I spoke to one of the former detainees, a doctor from Algeria, and he says, you know, he can't bring his family there because he doesn't see how there's any way he can support them. And so he is very frustrated. He says he actually refused to go to Albania, and the United States government basically took him there and said, you have a choice. You can either stay here or you can return to Guantanamo Bay. So yes, it's a very difficult situation for those eight.
But isn't there some irony in all of this? Because there are many Albanian refugees in Italy, and Italy is very unhappy about that.
Well, first of all, in Italy and Greece, both of which have large Albanian populations, they're mainly economic refugees as opposed to political refugees, which I think is a slightly different category. You know, where the people in the eight former Guantanamo Bay detainees who've been given asylum in Albania have been given it for political reasons, and there really isn't any economic opportunity for them. Whereas the Albanians who go to Greece or to Italy, they go there largely because there is better economic opportunity. They can make more money. They can send money back to their families back in Albania.
Is the United States helping the Albanian government with foreign aid?
Yes. I mean, the United States is a major donor in Albania on a number of different issues, both on humanitarian aid in terms of, development aid, but also on military aid, trying to get them ready for NATO membership. But yes, the United States and the European Union are probably the two largest and most important donors within Albania.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us today on Backstory. Nicole Itano is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor and the author of several articles about President Bush's visit to Albania. Thank you so much.
Thank you.